Welcome to The Drop, the official podcast of the 130th Airborne. I'm Senior Master Sergeant Eugene Crist from your 130th Public Affairs. It's UTA weekend, so that means another CDS drop. Joining me on the pod today is Colonel Brian Priest, 130th Airlift Wing Commander, and Chief Master Sergeant Kevin Williams, 130th Wing Command Chief. Colonel Priest, it's June UTA. What are your priorities?
Hey, Eugene. Thanks for having Chief and I today. Priorities this weekend are going to be readiness. So if you've listened to me much, you know that's always going to be first. Recognizing some people and some units throughout the wing, and then family day. So I'll start with readiness. I'll say it every month. That's why we're here. We need to do our best to make sure we're trained in our AFSC and we're ready to deploy. We got a really busy drill weekend coming up. So commanders, chiefs, and airmen themselves are going to have to be really efficient with their time to make sure they take care of their stuff. But that will always be my first priority. The second, I want to move around the groups in the wing and just recognize a few sections. So I'm going to start with the maintenance group. There's a program called the Air Force Repair and Enhancement Program. It's commonly called AFREP. It's led in our wing, or in our maintenance group, by Master Sergeant Shane Arnold. And they're doing some incredible things on the forefront of the Air Force and the Air National Guard, repairing aircraft parts, and it's helping the Air Force with readiness. They use those parts. They can turn them much more quickly than they could with a civilian contractor. And in return, they give the maintenance group funds, quite significant funds that they can spend on equipment and supplies within their group. So I want to thank Master Sergeant Arnold and the rest of the team for what they've done there. Moving on to the medical group, I'll start with the SURF. So our SURF squadron, they do a lot of great things. They're there to support our nation and our state. If there's a crisis, you'll see them around participating in events. Just this past couple days, they were down at Marshall University helping out. But each month, the SURF and HERF units in the Air National Guard are rated. They're assessed for their equipment maintenance, their training, their readiness, and their compliance. And our SURF unit has been gradually climbing the scale amongst the other units. There's roughly 30 SURF and HERF units in the Air National Guard, and we are number one as of last month. So the number one rated SURF and HERF in the whole Air National Guard. So congratulations to Colonel Hall, Chief Young, Captain Hypes, and the entire SURF squadron. Also in the medical group, we have Chief Kirkland will be promoted. Currently Senior Master Sergeant Kirkland, but as of this Sunday, Chief Kirkland. So I want to congratulate him. In the operations group, Operations Support Squadron, have a new commander this weekend. Lieutenant Colonel Darren Urban will be taking over from Lieutenant Colonel Trina Young. Colonel Urban been with us almost 30 years, enlisted and officer. He's an outstanding pilot, very dedicated and high contributor, so I want to congratulate him. And also thank Lieutenant Colonel Young for doing an outstanding job when her time in command. And she'll continue to serve as the full-time leader and also move up to the deputy group commander. Going over to the Mission Support Group, we have a huge event this weekend from them. It's going to be a wing formation to recognize Master Sergeant Andrew Minson. Andrew is a member of the fire department. He was deployed last year, and he demonstrated some incredible heroism and bravery, and he's going to be recognized for what he did. And that's a great tribute to him, his family, and the members of the wing. We should all be proud that we have someone representing us in that way. So you'll see that on Saturday morning. It'll be a wing-wide formation. Finally, transitioning over to Family Day, I want to thank Beth Melton and her staff for just putting together an incredible plan. It starts with a spouse flight on Saturday morning, so hopefully if your spouse wanted to fly, they signed up for that. Should be a good time. Probably about a one-hour flight to experience the C-130J. Saturday afternoon, we'll move on to the Family Day from 1400 to 1900. She's got an incredible event plan with musical acts, games for all ages, aircraft static displays, food, ice cream, desserts. It's just going to be an incredible time, and please plan to participate in that. I encourage you, don't leave at 4 o'clock. Stay around at least past 6 o'clock, and you'll see an incentive. There'll be an incentive for our airmen for those who are there past six, so there'll be more to come on that. But plan on Family Day and enjoy the incredible event that Beth Melton and her team has put together. Last thing I want to mention, Lieutenant Colonel Rick Hunter. He was a member of the 130th. He passed away unexpectedly yesterday. Colonel Hunter retired about 22 years ago. He was a highly decorated pilot who flew in combat in Vietnam. He also flew in Desert Storm, and he was widely considered probably the best pilot that ever went through the 130th. And he's going to be missed. And I want to send my condolences to him and his family, including his wife, General Paige Hunter, and all the members of the 130th, especially the airlift squadron. We are missing Colonel Herner right now. So, Senior, that's all I have. Chief Williams, I'm turning it over to you, buddy.
Good morning.
Good morning, Chief.
How's everyone doing? So I, too, send my condolences to the family and friends of Colonel Hunter. These are difficult times, and I'm sure most of us have experienced situations like that. So I send my prayers out to all of you. I would also like to congratulate Master Sergeant Minson on his accomplishment. I encourage everyone to be in Building 107 by 09:30 on Saturday, and also listen intently to the script as it's read and listen to what he did. It is very impressive, and he deserves to be honored on Saturday. Beyond that, I also want to encourage everyone to come to Family Day. Let's figuratively speaking, let her hair down, have some fun. The Chief's Council, we have a dunking booth, and I plan to sit in that and get dunked. And I think Colonel Priest, you're on the schedule too.
I'll be in there too.
We're going to get all wet behind the ears, and there's a whole lot more that Miss Melton has going on beyond our silly little dunking booth. But I want to encourage everyone to just enjoy the afternoon on Saturday. I'd be remiss if I didn't take just a little bit of time and recognize Senior Airman Max Howard from Security Forces Squadron. Max represented the wing really well at the Best Warrior competition last April, and he won the airman category at that competition. I happened to sit on his board and watch him recite the Airman's Creed word for word with no flaws, no errors. He was very professional. You know, that competition is challenging athletically and physically and mentally. And he did really well. And I plan to recognize him at Commander's Call tomorrow. And the last thing I have for everyone is that those educational development packages are due. They're due in to Senior Master Sergeant Sloan down in base training by close of business tomorrow, which is Friday. But we will accept them on Saturday. If, you know, DSGs are coming in and they're a little bit behind, we'll accept them Saturday, but we really can't go beyond that. So if you have questions or need help with getting those done, please reach out to me. And that's all I have, Senior, Colonel. Wish everyone a great drill.
Gentlemen, thank you for your time.
Thanks.
And that's going to do it for this episode of The Drop. For more information about the 130th Airlift Wing, visit us on the web at www.130aw.ang.af.mil. Additionally, you can find us on all major social media platforms. Lastly, you can see us in the skies, delivering freedom with courage. This is Senior Master Sergeant Eugene Crist reminding you to stay ready to go.